Hi, podcast listeners, and welcome to Sandbox Radio Live. Coming up in this episode, Dream a Little Dream, recorded in front of a live audience at the Bathhouse Theater in Seattle on August 27th, 2018. The Sandbox Radio team plays baseball. We swim with the mermaids in a piece by award-winning writer Rachel Atkins. Meet the Real Housewives of Puget Sound, and more, with music from the Sandbox Radio Orchestra led by maestro and composer Jose Juicy Gonzalez. So sit back, relax, and slip into our dream, featuring special musical guest, the drunken tenor, Robert McPherson.
Sandbox Radio, we'll stay all day. In the backyard, we'll play. Jump into our sandbox.
We build castles and kings, words become things.
Sandbox Radio. Sandbox Radio. Sandbox Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Sandbox Radio. Coming to you live from the Bathhouse Theater at Green Lake, in the heart of beautiful Rain City, Seattle. Tonight's episode features writing from Rachel Atkins, Scott Augustin, Lisa Halpern, Elizabeth Heffron, Edgar Allan Poe, and more. With musical guest, the drunken tenor, Robert McPherson! Plus, all your favorite Sandbox Radio players, including Classical King FM's own Marta Zekin! And the Sandbox Radio Orchestra, led by maestro and composer Jose Juicy Gonzalez! So, sit back and relax as we take you into the world of Sandbox Radio Live.
Sandbox Radio.
The scene. Bosworth Field, a baseball stadium near Stratford. Enter two umpires.
Hail, Bernardo!
I give you greetings, Antonio. Thou hast the lineup?
Aye, the batting order's duly signed by managers both.
Tis well. What o'clock is't?
Tis at the stroke of two.
Hark, the players come! To our appointed places shall we go. You at first, and I behind the plate.
Tis done.
This game depends on how you make your call. Farewell, until you hear me cry, play ball!
Enter the team.
My excellent good friends, may fortune smile upon our enterprise this day. As manager of this most valiant club, I swear by all that's holy in our game, I shall not rest until the pennant over Stratford flies.
Huzzah!
Most noble manager.
Who calls?
Tis I, Richard.
Speak, O faithful Richard.
I pray you tell. How doth the starting lineup go?
Tis as it was before, with Harry, Pete, and Joe out in the field. Pee-wee.
Sire.
Thou the shortstop spot will play, and you three guarding your accustomed bags. Stan the first, Bill the second, and Richard the third.
Sire.
And as for you, most noble Sad Sam.
Sire.
Hie thee to the bullpen, so that if our pitcher from his box is knocked, you shall go upon the mound and take his place.
I go.
For this relief, much thanks.
Most noble manager, a word.
Speak, O Pee-wee.
Where is the captain of our team, the mighty Yogi? The man who all the sports reporters call the noblest catcher of them all.
Alas, the mighty Yogi, he sits and mopes in yon locker room. And well he might, for in these 10 games he has not hit the ball, not even once. Yes, hitless has he gone, and 20 times has been called out on strikes.
To think he led the league in RBIs, and now he reads the record book and cries.
But soft, he comes. Oh, what a rogue and bush league slob am I. Is it not monstrous that this player here, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, should gaze upon the record book and find that he has 10 games hitless gone? Oh, cursed fate, that I who led the league should now bat 208. A hit, my kingdom for a hit. Once more to hear that welcome crack of bat upon the ball, and then to run from first to second, then to third, and then to dig for home, to slide, slide, slide. Aye, there's the rub. Here's a divinity that shapes our ends.
Most noble Yogi.
Who speaks?
'Tis I, the mentor of your team.
Oh, sweet manager, gaze not upon my face. This is the poison of deep grief and springs from a batting slump.
Take heart, gentle Yogi, for today your batting slump shall end.
What say you?
I have devised a plan wherein you shall but bat 5 for 5.
A hit for every time I go to bat?
'Tis so.
Angels and ministers of grace defend us. He has flipped his lid.
My lid have I not flipped. Here is the instrument of your success.
Tis but a bat.
Not but a bat, but a most special bat. A Louisville slugger that once to Babe Ruth did belong.
Babe Ruth?
And with which the mighty Bambino 60 home runs did hit.
Is this a slugger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. And with this mighty staff of Burnham Wood, shall I yet win the day?
Play ball!
The game begins.
Huzzah!
Attend me all, pitchers, catchers, shortstops, lend me your ears. The game begins and we must win.
And win we shall. All hail Stratford!
All hail Stratford!
A manager's blessing upon you all. And for you, Captain Noble Yogi, give me your hand.
'Tis gladly given.
Play well, valiant captain, and remember, today's game is being televised.
Televised?
And the TV shall record each passing play.
TV or not TV? That is not the question. We shall play with might and main. Where is my battery, mates? The pitcher, Mighty Whitey. Art thou prepared to take thy place upon the mound?
Mary, sir, I am. I shall do everything thou dost desire. I shall throw them a goodly mixture of curves, sliders, and changes of pace that will cause them to saw the air mightily with their bats. Thusly.
Ah, thou art indeed a southpaw.
Her paw is from the south.
And now, dear friends,
To all your appointed places go before this evening's sun is set. We'll win the day for Stratford and Gillette!
I got it!
You're out!
How goes the game?
Not well. 'Tis the bottom of the ninth with one away, and they do lead us by the score of 1-0. Who's next to bat?
'Tis I, Macduff. Ready am I to do thy bidding, sire.
Then take thou this bat and hie thee to the plate.
'Tis done.
How goes it, cousin?
Our chances dim with every pitch. 'Tis one away. Macduff is at the plate. Lay on, Macduff, and nuts to him who cries, hold enough. A hit! A very palpable hit!
Foul ball!
Ah. Foul ball! He called that foul! A plague upon him! That ball was fair!
Fair it was indeed! You, sirrah, that ball was fair!
That ball was foul!
So fair a foul I have not seen.
Cursed knave, with heart as black as coat you wear upon your back. Get thee a better pair of glasses. Get thee to an optometrist.
I would the gods had made thee more poetical.
You ferny donor, burner, shunner, burner, funner, donerman!
Now for the bum thou art, thou standst revealed. Thy head is emptier than Ebbets Field, and I say to thee... Calm thyself, sweet yogi.
Strike three!
That was our second out. One more time at bat do we have to win the game. Who's next?
'Tis I.
'Tis you?
'Tis I.
Then go with aid divine and hit that Pabst Blue Ribbon sign.
Yogi! Yogi!
Yogi! Yogi! Yogi! Yogi!
See how the valiant yogi stands at the plate, like some mighty colossus, the bat resting gently on his shoulder.
But soft! Here is the wind-up. Here is the pitch. No, no, I cannot look. The sight doth sky my eyes.
The ball did strike his head. The pitcher beaned him.
Aye, a beaned ball in the head. And now he staggers from the plate and rolls his eyes.
He comes this way.
I cannot look.
Take thou me out to the ball game. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jack. Wash it all down with a flagon of sack.
Oh, what a noble mind is here our throne. His noggin hath taken a floggin.
Alas, poor De Rocher, I knew him well. A man of infinite lip. Oh, greetings to thee, sweet name.
Oh, horror. Not only hitless, but witless.
There's a daisy.
I would give thee violets, but they wither.
Oh, methoughts I saw the ghost of Dizzy Dean calling a game in the Chavez Ravine. 'Tis gone, 'tis gone, 'tis gone.
Concussion now hath made its masterpiece. Trainer, hither.
You call?
Yes, cure him of that.
Aye, my lord. With this bucket shall I pour water on his pate.
Good fortune smiles upon our club again. The game's been called upon account of rain.
Get.
now cracks a noble head. Good night, sweet catcher. Flights of shortstops sing thee to thy rest. Let four bonus players bear Yogi like a soldier to the dugout. Mortals are we all of us. The greatest ones must fall. As even Casey Stengel knows, you cannot win them all.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Do you have trouble falling asleep? Do you lay there anxious, turning around like a rotisserie chicken, worried about what the morning will bring? Do you wake in a panic, asking yourself,
dear God, what has he tweeted now?
Do you vow to stop paying attention, only to wonder,
but what if one of those tweets starts World War III?
Do you find yourself thinking,
dear God, there has got to be a better way to keep up to date without being freaked out 24/7, 365!
Well, we've heard your cry, and we have the perfect solution. This is Marta Zekan of the Billionaire Boys Baroque Broadcast. What if I told you, you could get all the Trump tweets set to the music of Georg Friedrich Handel? That's right. You get the words of the most stable genius set to the music of an actual genius. Here at the Billionaire Boys Baroque Broadcast, or the BBBB, we have all the tweets set to the soothing music of the Baroque period, featuring the drunken tenor himself, Robert McPherson. You'll receive tweets like,
this is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history.
And tweets like,
sorry losers, sorry haters, sorry losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest. You all know it. You know it. Please don't feel so stupid or insecure. Sorry, haters and losers. It's not your fault.
And of course, no collection would be complete without this classic.
Space Force. Away.
So, order today. We can't change the world, but maybe we can help you handle it a little better. And here's hoping you won't need our services much longer.
The following message is brought to you by Treehouse, Washington's largest nonprofit serving kids in foster care.
We are the champions, my friends. Boom, boom, boom. And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Oh, cool! My old space blaster!
We are the champions. We are the...
Who goes there? Friend or foe? Freeze!
Dude!
Ma!
For gosh sakes, what are you doing up here in the attic?
Going through my old toys and stuff for Treehouse. Check out my mullet hat.
Oh, take that off. You just look silly.
Every year, Treehouse serves the needs of over 7,000 children in Washington's foster care system, offering advocacy, support for summer and after-school enrichment activities, and the warehouse, a store where kids can select new and just barely used clothes, toys, and school supplies free of charge.
Hey, look! It's my entire collection of Incredible Hulk t-shirts! And Hungry Hungry Hippos! And my old Pac-Man game! Oh, some lucky kid will def want to snag these.
I wouldn't count on it.
But donating clothes and supplies isn't the only way you can help. Did you know that only half of all foster children graduate from high school with their peers? At Treehouse, we are working hard to change that.
Dude, you know what Treehouse could really use right now?
Not my light bright set.
No. Funding.
Funding? What kind of funding? Like stocks?
Like money.
Are we talking greenbacks? Gee, I don't know. I'd have to get a job.
It's never too late, dude.
Oh, that's not funny, Ma.
Please help us give our foster kids a real childhood and a strong start at a full life. Go to treehouseforkids.org and click on the donate button today.
No! Ah, dang! I miss the 80s.
I don't.
Sandbox Radio, Sandbox Radio.
I'm Jackie Joe. People say I slept my way to the top, but I say I'll have time to sleep when I'm dead.
I'm Dallas. I don't care about climate change as long as it keeps raining men. Yeehaw.
Whisper.
I'm Pepper. I'm a Prius in the streets. And a Tesla in the sheets. Insanity mode!
Corgi's my name. Cougar's my game. Meow.
Whisper.
And I'm Tawny. Life begins at... It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Whisper.
Last week, on The Real Housewives of Puget Sound, Jackie Joe had Pepper in a drunken headlock in the lobby of Seattle Public Theater.
Take it back, you beep!
Let go of my ears, you stupid
beep! No, you take it back!
I didn't know Trey was your son!
Stepson, you
beep!
beep, beep.
This week on The Real Housewives of Puget Sound, Jackie Jo has just returned home to her digs in Madrona.
I hate that Pepper so much. She's...
Camera's rolling, right? Good.
Hate her so much! Her spray-on sunburn and her knockoff Buster Browns. God, I need some water. Allegra, I need water. And Allegra, play some Barry Manilow. Allegra, forget the water. I need a jalapeno apricotini. Allegra?
My name is Alexa.
Yeah, I keep getting that wrong.
Yes, yes, you do. Shall I dim the lights?
Yes, do that, honey. Thanks.
Dimming lights to 60%.
Alicia?
Alexa?
Why do I feel so rotten? I thought this show was going to be fun. A dream come true. Hanging out with my besties, cruising around, drinking and fighting over guys. But it's just left me feeling...
empty?
Yeah. Why is that?
Perhaps you're having an existential crisis.
A Mexican what?
It's dawning on you that what you thought would be a harmless and enjoyable way to generate some much-craved attention isn't so harmless. That the reality television industrial complex is contributing toward a general atmosphere which is callous, cruel, and shallow. Being filmed drinking and carousing with your friends is actually pulling down the pillars of civilization.
Huh. Hey, computer lady.
Alexa.
Whatever. Call me an Uber, would you?
Calling Uber.
There's bottled water and candy. Help yourself.
Listen up, Uber guy.
It's Paul, ma'am.
Did you hear that? He had the nerve to ma'am me. What if I was non-binary? Look, Buster Brown, I need two things from you. I need you to not talk to me, but I also need your approval and acceptance. Like, everything I did not get as a little girl. Maybe what I need is your love.
I don't know how not to talk to you, but validate you as a person at the same time. All while driving you to Fremont.
Maybe you could talk long enough to reassure me that I'm not like your other passengers. Could you do that for me, Poe?
Paul. And if that's not what you'd need me to say, yeah, you're not like my other passengers.
Oh.
So you're going to Fremont?
Damn. What happened to Fremont? It used to be something, remember?
I just moved to town from Houston.
Hmm. You're okay with the camera back here, aren't you?
Oh, if it'll get me my 5 stars.
Paul, I think I'm sensing a connection between us, or am I crazy?
Crazy is a strong word, Jackie Jo.
Ah, you know my name!
Well, it pops up on my screen.
Shit. Don't tell me that. Let me cling to my illusions.
Okay, here we are. The Take It to the Mat yoga studio.
Keep the meter running.
There really isn't a meter.
Shh. Remember my illusions. Mia? I'm sorry I'm late. Where is everybody? Well, isn't it class time for yoga for liberal ladies?
Hello, Jackie Jo.
Name stay Dios, Mia. Where is everybody?
They wanted something new. They've all gone to hot Pilates in Magnolia.
Oh, Mia, I'm sorry. All your sheep ran away.
It's okay. When I walked out and saw the empty room, I felt relief. I never admitted it to myself, but I hated teaching you. You are all terrible people. all of you.
Especially that Maureen Connors, am I right?
I'm going to go hang myself by a yoga strap. Do you want to join me?
Tempting. But I have a few things left on the old to-do list. But maybe if I get done, I'll swing back by and, namakon deus.
Thanks. See you in hell, Jackie Joe.
Oh, your name starts with a D?
Paul.
Oh, well, I didn't think you'd wait.
No other rides popped up.
Take me to Corgi's house. Corgi? Corgi, are you home?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Corgilus isn't home.
Hey, you're that Belgian handyman.
I'm not from Belgium. I'm from Arkansas. And I'm actually the gardener, Will McGregor's.
Well, hello there. You must be awfully hot from working in the garden all day.
It's not too hot today. And I've just been mowing.
Still, that's enough to make a fella work up a sweat.
Actually, it's a riding mower.
Work with me here. I'm trying to seduce you.
I know. I'm trying to figure out the inherent power dynamic to see what sort of political statement our sexual act would make.
Say what?
There is the class element, that you're rich, I'm working class, which would make it exploitative toward me, but I enjoy male privilege, so that could be a wash. Or a clever deconstruction. And I'm quite a bit younger.
Well, I wouldn't say quite a bit.
Any intergenerational sexual exchange is inherently a radical act, unless it is deeply reactionary. Are we subverting the patriarchy or reinforcing it? Is it a fair exchange of my youthful vitality for your knowledge and status? It would be so much clearer if I were an immigrant or had a non-visible disability.
Jesus Christ, boy! Do you want to go to the gazebo and screw or not?
What do I want to? Assumes free will. Ah!
Did you get what you were looking for?
I'm not sure.
I also have a box of tissues back there. You've got a little...
Oh, my God! Stop the car! Tom! Tom Douglas! Oh. Tom!
Hello?
It's me, Jackie Joe!
I do not think I know you.
Remember, you and me, we took Molly at Molly Moon's and we worked out that idea.
You know, I think I would remember that and I don't.
Oh, come on. I told you all about an idea I had about a restaurant to elevate carnival food.
All right, go on.
Like, okay, stickless corn dogs.
Corn dogs without the stick.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a mustard hollandaise. Doesn't that sound good?
No.
Oh, and snow cones made at the table in, like, fancy flavors, like guava or pepperjack cheese. Oh, come on, Tom, you're the genius. Say some weird snow cone flavors.
Hey, look, isn't that Dave Matthews?
What? Tom! What the? Tom! You can't run away from me, Tom Douglas! Tom Douglas is running away from me? That little... Wait. What's that? It's Barry Manilow. My favorite. I'm gonna follow it. A church? Why is Barry Manilow playing in a church? Pepper? Why is Pepper in a church?
She was the best. They made Jackie Joe and then they just broke the mold.
I admired her so much.
Dallas? Who are you talking about?
Her eyebrows were inspiring.
She slept with all my staff.
Corgi?
Even Greta, the Belgian housekeeper. But I don't care. I love that little tramp.
Oh,
who
yes.
are you calling a tramp?
I loved her so much. Wait, who was Jackie Joe again?
I'm just sad that Jack and Joe and my story arc didn't get to play out. No. We really bonded at that one thing that one time for whales or something. Oh. I'm sorry, she's dead.
Dead? All of you just shut up. Joke is over. And... oh. Oh my God. It's me in that box. Oh my God. Oh, come on. Who picked out that dress? There was a reason it was in the back of the closet. Look at that camel toe. And who did my hair? Boeing? Oh no. I am shutting this whole shebang down. I am not leaving Mother Earth until I get a better send-off.
Next week on The Real Housewives of Puget Sound.
Pepper!
Stop haunting me, Jackie Joe!
Not until you stop sleeping with my husband!
He is not your husband anymore! He's your widower and fair game!
Then you had better call an exorcist!
Beep!
Exorcist or exterminator? You!
No, you did not just say that, you!
Sandbox Radio is proud to be hosted here at the Bathhouse by Seattle Public Theater. Their mission to create an inclusive, intellectually curious world that actively engages with ideas and people by producing compelling and socially relevant theater to spark conversation and ignite empathy. Co-artistic directors Kelly Kitchens and Annie LaRoe invite you to their exciting new season beginning this October with Fade by Tanya Saracho, directed by Pilar O'Connell. Subscriptions on sale now at seattlepublictheater.org. Seattle Public Theater, our future is bright and it belongs to everyone. We hope you'll join us.
A Dream Within a Dream by Edgar Allan Poe.
Take this kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, thus much let me avow. You are not wrong who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.
All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.
I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep while I weep. While I weep. Oh God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Is all that we see or seem
but a dream within a dream.
La solita storia del pastore. Il povero ragazzo volò raccontarla. E s'addormì. Sonno l'oblio, come l'invidio. Anch'io vorrei dormir così. Nel sonno almen l'oblio trovar, la pace sol cercando io vo.
Listening to Sandbox Radio. Subscribe to this podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher so you never miss an episode. And if you're in the Seattle area, join us for a live show. Up next, our Halloween episode, Here Be Monsters, recording at the Bathhouse Theater on Green Lake on October 29th, and featuring poet Damon Arundel and our favorite writer and librarian, the one and only Nancy Pearl. Tickets on sale now at brownpapertickets.com. Now back to Dream a Little Dream.
You work hard, and you play hard. And at the end of a hard day, you want to kick back with an ice-cold drink. So you think, why not grab a refreshing can of hard cider, made with real Washington State apples? But it'll cost you.
Why?
Tariffs. It's going to add to the price of aluminum.
Really? Okay, so grab an ice-cold bottle of hard cider.
Other countries are putting tariffs on fruit.
What?
And that adds to the price of cider.
Oh!
How are you staying so calm?
Easy. This is Marta Zican of the Billionaire Boys Baroque broadcast. I get my Trump tweet set to handle. Even if breaking news is bleak, Baroque music just makes it better.
While I had a great meeting with NATO, raising vast amounts, raising vast amounts of money. I had an even better meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia. Sadly, it's not being reported that way. The fake news is going crazy.
I think I'll grab a Molson.
Oh, that's Canadian. You definitely can't afford that.
No! God, you
come on! What? 2 years? I can't take two more!
I sure do love campfires like this, don't you guys? Nothing like s'mores on a summer night. Am I right?
Right on, yeah.
Plus, I bought these cute napkins from City People's Garden Store. Because let's be honest, s'mores are messy.
Oh, I like them.
Campfires and s'mores are most awesome, dude. But I'm pretty sure it's not legal to have campfires out here on the sidewalk.
Well, don't be such a Debbie Downer, Penelope. We gotta keep our spirits up while we're protesting City People's losing their home.
Yeah. I know. Ever since you heard they might not be able to stay in this location, we've been camped out here on Madison in front of the store. But you gotta admit, it's pretty awesome that they've been able to stay here for way longer than we thought.
Yeah. But after a year of sleeping on the sidewalk out here, I gotta do something to keep everyone's morale up. Right, peeps?
You're so right. Pass me the marshmallows, dude.
I like mine burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, crunchy.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Jose.
Way
Wait a minute. Aren't you the Jose that's one of the new owners of City People's Garden Store?
That's right.
The same Jose who's a musical director for Sandbox Radio Live?
The very same.
Okay. This sidewalk protest community is totally rad.
Ah, thanks, kid. That's super sweet. Well, I'm locking up for the night, chums, and I totes appreciate your dedication and support, but honestly, you don't need to sleep out here. I know your families will miss you.
No, they probably don't.
No, dude, they do. Your mom called again to let you know she's got the guest bedroom all set up.
Oh, thanks, Jose. My mom's so nice. But we're staying.
Well, you may not have to stay out here that much longer.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me the developers got their building permit. I can't take it.
Well, they did.
I told you not to tell me.
No, hang on, y'all. It's okay. City People's Garden Store has scoped out a new spot.
Don't mess with my emotions.
No, it's true.
Oh, this is a miracle.
So where's the new store going to be?
Well, I can't reveal that yet because we're negotiating the lease agreement right now.
I can't wait to tell my mom. This is her favorite store.
Okay, well, all you have to do is just keep it hush-hush for a little bit while longer. We don't want to jump the gun and get everyone all revved up until the lease is actually signed.
Signed, sealed, delivered, we're stoked!
Aw, you guys rock. Now, just cross your fingers and we'll make an announcement as soon as the deal is done.
City People's Garden Store, working hard to stay in our community for years to come. For more information, you can go to the store on Madison and ask about progress on the new space, or go to www.citypeoples.com/garden store.
So when do you think you'll move?
Don't know yet, but one thing's for sure. We're here at our Madison location at least through Christmas.
Oh, good! Excellent! I always get my tree from you guys.
Don't forget your mistletoe.
I didn't know you felt that way about me, Jose. Hi, Mom. Get the grill out of the garage. Looks like I'll be coming home soon.
Yay! That's citypeoples.com/garden store. You're invited to audition for an exciting new chorus serving our region, which was but a dream for organizers 6 months ago. Puget Soundworks is an inclusive singing community where all people's voices are heard through energizing performance and social action. Vocals are assigned by voice, not gender, and there is an intentional effort to reflect the racial diversity of our region. More info at pugetsoundworks.org. Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream. Night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
How you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Sweet till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Zab, zab, bub, zab,
stars fading,
but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss,
craving
I am longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this, oh, sweet dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
Got to keep dreaming.
Leave your worries behind you.
But in their dreams, whatever they be,
you gotta make me a promise.
Oh, yeah.
Promise to me.
You'll dream.
Dream a little dream of me.
This episode is brought to you in part by the birthplace of Sandbox Radio Live, West of Lenin. A theater, gallery, and studio space located in the heart of Fremont, just 5 minute walk west from the statue of me, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. West of Lenin was created to offer a venue for Seattle's most interesting and adventurous artists, as well as the reestablishment of a permanent live performance venue in Fremont, the center of universe. Find out what's playing and get ticket information at westoflenin.com.
Welcome to Sandbox Radio's Vermin Notes, where we check in with the critters that share our world. Today we meet the seagull.
Seagulls have special glands all over their bodies that secrete a foul, oily substance called gunk.
Little is known about the seagull because even ornithologists find them disgusting.
No one willingly gets close to these shrill, dirty creatures.
Seagulls love to steal things.
Keep an eye on your lunch, or they will take your stray Lay's potato chips.
Hey!
They'll snatch your sunglasses.
Oh, come on!
They've even been known to steal human children.
One little, two little, three little seagulls.
They'll replace it with one of their own squawky hatchlings.
Ha!
The unsuspecting family will return home from their happy seaside outing none the wiser and begin to raise the chick as their own.
Oh, squee, squee, squee!
A young seagull in snappy clothing looks remarkably like a human child.
Actual children will mercilessly tease the young bird.
You walk funny.
Yeah, look at the shape of his head.
You look like a stupid seagull.
These bullies will later be found dead. Covered in a mysterious gunk.
And every once in a while, the human parents will wonder about their child's habit of eating several pounds of raw herring every day.
He really loves that herring, doesn't he?
Seagulls play the long game, and in time, they will have sufficiently infiltrated humanity to bring about the end of civilization.
Seagulls like to build their nests atop the smokestacks of old tugboats.
Seagulls live anywhere from 2 to 200 years.
Seagulls used to mate for life.
But now, with reliable birth control, they are quite promiscuous.
Downright slutty. In a good way.
Any gull will tell you the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull is a load of crap.
Crap, crap, crap.
Until next time, this has been Sandbox Radio's Vermin Notes, helping you to get to know the filthy world around you.
When days are cold in the swimming pool, breaststroke, side stroke, fancy diving too.
Can you hear the mermaid singing by Rachel Atkins?
Wouldn't you like to swim with me in the deep end of the pool?
No.
You don't want to swim with me?
No.
Your own sister?
No.
Your only sister?
No.
Oh, come on. Yes, you do. Come on, Sarah. Sassafras. Sassy. Sweet pea. Come on.
Stop calling me that. I told you I don't want you to call me that anymore.
Sassafras.
You know which one.
Sweet pea.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay. But look at how fun it is in here. Look.
I can have fun.
Where? Show me.
I can have fun down here, in the shallow end.
In the shallow end? You don't want to swim down there. That's where babies swim. And you know what babies do in the pool, sweet pea.
I told you, I don't do that anymore.
The water feels so nice, warm, and soft.
I can feel the water. I can feel it with my toes. See?
It's not the same. You should feel it with your skin on your whole body. Like a fish. Whoop!
Well, you be the fish then. Mama always said you're the fish in the family. You be the fish and I'll be the fisherman.
I'm a fish. I'm swimming around.
Hello, little worm. Let's put you on this hook and cast you out into the water. Oh, I've got one. I've got one. It's a big one.
Oh, please, little girl. I'm a magic fish. Please don't eat me for your dinner. If you save me now and throw me back in the water, I'll give you 3 wishes.
Okay, fish.
Wait! Thank you, little girl. Now, what were your 3 wishes?
I wish that there would be no more wars.
Done.
I wish I could eat ice cream every day for dinner.
Done.
I wish... I don't want to play this game anymore.
Remember when Mama threw pennies in the water so we could dive for them?
I don't remember.
Sometimes she'd throw nickels or quarters, too.
I don't remember.
She'd let us keep the money. If you come swimming in the deep end with me right now, I'd let you have all the money, and you could use it to buy anything you wanted, all for yourself, and you wouldn't have to share.
There isn't any money in there, so that's not going to work on me, Beth. Sefer, Sefenilo.
Don't do that anymore. What's that?
What?
Not you.
What?
Sassy, you won't believe this.
What?
No, you really won't believe it.
Believe what?
It's a secret. Can you keep a secret?
Duh.
A real secret.
You know I can.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
There are mermaids under here.
Give me a break.
I knew it. They said I shouldn't tell you.
No, they didn't. There are not mermaids.
How do you know?
Because I know.
They live in the deep end, and you've never been here in the deep end. So you don't know.
Shut up!
But they want you to come in so bad. They're under the water, calling your name, and it sounds like the most beautiful song. Only you can't hear it up there. You can only hear it in the water. Here, in the deep end.
There's no such thing as mermaids. Well, what do they look like?
So beautiful.
With long hair?
Yep.
And quivery tails?
Uh-huh.
And shiny eyes?
Yep.
Shiny eyes like Mama's? Beth, are they?
Come and see.
No.
I told you.
No. Beth? Beth, stop! Beth, stop doing that!
What? I'm just playing with the mermaids.
No, you're not.
I don't know what you're getting so mad about. I just want to go swimming with my sister. What's so bad about that? Can't a girl just want to go swimming with her sister?
Yes, but I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to go in just because you tricked me or bribed me or paid me or scared me. I want to go in when I feel ready, okay?
Okay. Do you feel ready now?
No.
Do you feel ready now?
No.
I'm starting to get kind of pruney. Look, all wrinkled. I think I might have to get out soon. Mom always said, when you're pruney, it means come out and take a break.
I'm ready. I'm ready now. Hey, I think...
What?
Is that...
What?
Here.
She's still the one. She's been with you through good times and bad. And she still lights up your world. So you want to be ready when the time is right. This is Marta Zikan with the BBBB. While some medications treat the symptoms, we treat the cause. Ask your doctor if you suffer from TTD syndrome. If Trump tweet derangement syndrome has killed your mood, get his tweets set to handle.
Despite constant negative press covfefe, despite covfefe, despite the constant covfefe, constant covfefe. Despite the negative covfefe, the covfefe. Despite negative covfefe, covfefe, the covfefe, the covfefe, the negative covfefe. The constant covfefe, despite constant covfefe. Despite the constant negative press covfefe.
If singing lasts longer than 4 hours, you've subscribed to Wagner.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio.
We practically parked in Federal Way, dude!
Soto is not Federal Way!
We're going to the Showbox. There must have been something closer.
Hey, you want to pay to park on First Avenue? Just go ahead. Clear out your bank account, all right?
See? This is why I can't wait for the light rail to get all the way to Linwood. Showbox will be closed by that time. For sure, man. Don't say that.
I'm not taking no light rail.
What are you talking about? Light rails us?
Nope. That is not how the class of 85 rolls, man. All right. We slide down 99 with the radio on and the top down. Man.
What top? You drive a minivan, Len.
I know.
Hey, DJ, Hold this for me for a second, will you?
Jake, I told you not to bring the damn ukulele.
What? I always bring my uke to the showbox.
But it's the Dead Kennedys, dude. Hardcore punk, not like the Pogues.
Yeah, they're more likely to hit you with it than ask you to play.
But he always brings his uke.
It's just, I'm a little out of breath.
Well, we're going up an incline and this ukulele's heavy.
Whoa, hammering man! Yes, look at that! Oh, hammering man. This block has changed. Hey, are the titty stores still here?
Oh, yeah. My God, something's happening.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is he tilting?
Jake?
Jesus.
What?
Hey, bud, straighten up. You're seriously starboard.
You guys, you see that?
What?
That wave of red coming straight down First Avenue. Oh, man.
I don't see anything.
It's in my eyes now.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, my knees.
Watch it. He's buckling.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Where'd I go?
Man, you're on the sidewalk, man.
Like the Matrix.
Get up, dude. It's only another block to the showbox.
Somebody, please take this cement block off my chest. Please.
Jesus. Is he foaming at the mouth?
Hey, Jake.
Jake! I smell pho.
He is out.
Jake!
Somebody called 911.
Oh, shit. We're almost there. Let's drag him the rest of the way.
Wait. Are you nuts?
All right, I'm calling 911.
It's the Dead Kennedys, dudes! Back from the dead! It may be the last thing we ever see at the showbox.
The man's down, DJ!
All right, what's he been ingesting lately?
Lately? Nada. Janie got him off of everything but the herb. He was 100% clean before she divorced him.
Except those dryer sheets.
That's bull.
Not bull. He's sniffing the sheets. I've seen him.
All right, come on, pick up.
That shit's not pretty.
It's not oxy.
Okay, how many sheets was he doing?
You think he OD'd?
Well, it could be something non-drug related.
Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
You know, like a heart attack or something?
Or a stroke?
Oh, hey, 911? Yeah, we got a buddy down. We are on First Avenue by the art museum. Well, the big art museum. The one with the hammering guy. What? Yeah, all right, okay, all right, yeah.
It's not a stroke, Walt. He's seeing red. He's foaming at the mouth. It's the sheets. I'll bet he sniffed a dozen before he got in the car.
Frickin' bounce.
I tried to tell him, man. Like, ease off.
Okay, they are on their way.
Those suckers repel rats and shit.
Frickin' Procter and Gamble.
But he's been so bent since Jamie left him.
Hey, Jake. Stay with us, man.
Kennedy.
What's
dead.
He saying?
What's that, Jake?
Frickin' sheep. Whoa! Where are you taking me, mysterious tube thing? Jello Biafra?
Who are you?
I'm Jake!
What are you doing on my stage?
Wait, you're different now.
Who is this cretin, Jello?
Hey, it's East Bay Ray! Wait, you're all different now.
What's so different about us?
Well, you're all women.
Just don't call us New Wave.
Klaus Flora!
You tell him, Klaus.
And you know... You all look just like my ex-wife, Janie.
Divorce sucks, Jake.
Janie?
I'm not Janie. Jello. You Janie?
I'm no Janie. How about you, Klaus?
I'm not your fucking Janie! I'm not your fucking Janie! I'm not your fucking Janie!
Whoa, okay, I get it. You're not Janie, okay?
You gotta move on, Jake. You can't be sitting in your laundry room sniffing bounce all day and night, staring at her boy-cut panties.
Get over it! Get over it! Get over it!
It's just, I don't know how. How do I get over Janie?
Jake, my friend, that's easy. All you gotta do is get...
One, two, three. Too drunk to fuck! Too drunk to fuck! Too drunk to fuck!
Whoa. You know, you guys are right.
Heartache's a bitch, man.
Yeah. Hey, Dead Kennedys?
Yeah?
I brought my ukulele. Would you mind if I jobbed in on a song with you?
Which song?
Oh, Jockarama, Invasion of the Beef Patrol. Maybe Nazi Punks Fuck Off?
MTV, get off the air!
How about Anarchy for Sale?
Oh, what do you say, fellas?
It's Jake's dream. We just play in it.
Look! The crowd is waving bounce sheets!
Frickin' Procter and Gamble.
So get us started, Jake.
All right! 1, 2, 3, 4! Step right up, folks! Anarchy for sale!
Anarchy for sale! Anarchy for sale! Anarchy for sale!
Anarchy for
sale!
Paging Dr. Carter. Paging Dr. Carter.
Anarchy for sale. Anarchy for sale.
Hey, he's waking up.
Jake?
Anarchy for sale.
What's he saying? Jake, wake up.
Where am I?
Harbor View.
Awesome views.
We missed the whole damn concert, dude. Maybe the last show we ever see at the Showbox.
DJ.
But look, it's not your fault. Well, it is your fault, but...
Hey, sorry about your uke, man. The ambulance kind of crushed it when they pulled onto the sidewalk.
My uke.
Oh. And a little heads up, the docs are recommending a diversion program.
Stuff could have killed you, man. The number of sheets they said you'd done?
Frickin' bounce. Oh, well, okay.
Oh, okay.
Intervention's probably good.
Yeah, it's good.
We want you around, Jake. We can't take the world without you.
Don't fucking scare us like that again.
You were paint department manager of the year, man. You got shit to live for.
Yeah.
And just get over Janie.
I will, man.
She's not coming back.
Yeah, I know. I know that now.
Anarchy for sale! Anarchy for sale! Anarchy for sale!
It's really been swell, it's really been great, just to be with you on our sandbox date. Oh, say it ain't true, oh, say it ain't so, that the show is done, and it's time to go.
Well, that's our show for tonight.
In tonight's episode, the Sandbox Radio players were...
Eric Ray Anderson.
Lisa Vertel.
Sean John Walsh.
David Gehrman.
Michael Cimino.
Michael Santo.
Laura Kenny.
Julie Rosenzweig.
Mariana DeFazio.
Richard Zyman.
And I'm your host for Sandbox Radio, Leslie Long. Please give it up for our guest, Classical King FM's Marta Zekin! You never knew. You never knew she had that in her. And the drunken tenor, Robert McPherson.
Tonight, the Sandbox Radio Orchestra was Dan Tierney on drums, Dave Pascal on the bass, Rob Whitmer on accordion, clarinet, and on the keys, our maestro and composer, the one and only Jose Juicy Gonzalez.
Dream a Little Dream was written by Rachel Atkins, Scott Augustin, Lisa Halpern, Elizabeth Heffron, Johnny Wayne and Frank Schuster, Robert McPherson, and Edgar Allan Poe. With original music by Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and additional music and lyrics by Thelonious Monk, Fabian Andre, Wilbur Schwand, and Gus Kahn, and Georg Friedrich Handel. Big thanks to Christopher Maskis, Maria Manis, and the fabulous team here at Seattle Public Theater. Our stage manager was Susie Butler. Yeah. And the show was mixed by Luke Carwald and recorded by Brian Moynihan.
Nicely done.
And our photographer tonight, Chris Bunyan. So, E-Ray and Sean John are going to bring out our lyric cards, because now's the time in the show when we always love for you to sing along. I think you picked up the tune. Ready? Here we go. Everybody.
Dream a Little Dream was recorded in front of a live audience at the Bathhouse Theater in Seattle on August 27, 2018. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Carewald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Susie Butler, with technical support from Maria Manis and the team from Seattle Public Theater. Find complete episode credits, upcoming live show information, and our podcast archive at sandboxradio.org. I'm your host for Sandbox Radio, Leslie Law. And on behalf of co-producer Richard Zyman and all of us here at Sandbox Radio, thanks for listening.